in Yetiv Lev, Parsha Shmois, this week's Parsha, as would be Pasheret, Daf Yud Tes, in this version, on the Pasuk of Vayoka Melech Chodosh Al Mitzrayim Ashal Yodas Yosef. A new king was appointed to Egypt, got up in Egypt, Ashal Yodas Yosef, who didn't know Yosef. So this, you will see, is going to be perfectly in line with the Baltanya's stress and emphasis on the importance of Simcha. Okay? Says the Yetiv Lev. The Yetiv Lev was authored by Rabbi Kisil Yehuda Teitelbaum, was the son of the Yismach Moshe, one of the classic Chassidus Shesvarim, Hungarian Chassidus Shesvarim. So he says as follows, Vayemel Amay, Pare says to his nation, Hine Am Bnei Yisrael Rav V'otzu Mimenu. This nation is stronger, is mightier than us. Kiksiv B'Pasha Shoiftim. You'll all remember, it says in Pasha Shoiftim, with regard to the laws of going to war, Pasuk says, when you come close to the war, Yadua, everybody knows, Vahaya is a Lashon Simcha. Anytime the Torah uses the term Vahaya, it's a language of joy. Okay? So, one word is going to ask, you're going to war, what's the joy? Vahaya will take place, if anything, it should say Vayihi. Vayihi is the language when you're in trouble. So he says, V'ritzayin Elaymar, the Torah is trying to tell us, Gambeis Karvachem El Melchama, even when you are at war, specifically and especially when you're at war with your Yetzirah, Tiyu Belev Sameach Batuach Bashem, a Jew must be with a heart full of joy and trust in God. Continues the pasuk, V'nigash HaKoyin V'gayim, and the Koyin will approach. V'omer Aleim Shema Yisrael, and he says to the people who are going out to war, listen, Klal Yisrael. Yeah? Shema Yisrael. Pirush Rashi. So Rashi says, what's Shema Yisrael? Afilu Ein Bochem El Zuchus Kriya Shema. Rashi says, even if the only merit you have, you blew it totally, you're Avaryonim, you're sinners, you've done all kinds of stuff. Even if, Rashi says, even if the only merit you have is the merit of the recitation of Shema Yisrael, Al Yerech Levavchem, do not lose hope. Ki Hashem Elikeichem Ohelichim Ohem. There's additional copies there in the copy, I believe. Ki Hashem Elikeichem Ohelichim Ohem. Because Hashem, your God, is walking with you. V'zeu im Al Yerech Halev El Samach Ubeteach. Don't allow yourselves to lose trust and hope. Rather, rejoice and be full of hope. Then the pasuk says, Hashem itoy. What does it mean, Hashem is with him? So he says, Chazal say, Gemara in Shabbos, Ein Shechina Shoira Mitoich Atzvus. The Shechina does not dwell where there is melancholy, Ela Mitoich Simcha, only in joy. V'idu Amar Chazal, Ki Hine Loshen Simcha. The Sifri says that when the Torah uses the language Hine, it's also a language of Simcha. K'dechsiv Hine Hu Yoytze Dikrosacho. The Pasuk says, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron is going to go out and greet you, V'ra'acho B'sem V'samach B'libay, and he will see you and go, and he will rejoice. Now, look what he says now. So what does that have to do with our Parsha, Parsha Shmais? V'zeu Shenema V'yemel Ame, says the Yetiv Leib. Pare says to his nation, Hine Loshen Simcha, behold, Am Bnei Yisrael, Rav Atzim, the men of this nation is stronger, is mightier than us. What's the source of their might? What's the where does Klal Yisrael get their koyach from? Ritzayin Aleima, Pari says, what do we do with these people? Shem Besimcha, they're always Besimcha, they're always joyous. Umeyos Simcha, and from that joy, Heim Rabim Vatsumim. That is the strong. That is their strength. That's where they're drawing it from. V'zaldech Shama Chazal Kichozikum Imenu. Kaviyachol Klapim Mylam. They said he's stronger than God. Ayn Sait the Pirusha Kamei Mimenu. They are strong. Mimenu. They are strong from him. They're drawing their strength from the Divine Shalaylam. Okay, now skip the parentheses. So what is his Eitzah? What are you doing to people? He can't get them to get down on themselves. They're constantly rejoicing, even when they're battling with evil itself. Says the Pasuk, Pari says, Hovan is Chachmala. We got to outwise them. So he says, Vahaya. He continues, Loshen Simcha, Kisirkena Mochama. What do you do with these people? It's Vahaya. Even when war comes, these stubborn, weird people, Shem Besimcha, that rejoice, Gam Be'esa Shesikrena Mochama, even when they're at war. So what do we do? Al Kain Renaisav Gam, who did say in the Limer? Who Yizbarach Atama Venelam Al Seinenu? Venaisav Gam, who Al Seinenu? We normally translate the Pasuk means, he too will be added to our enemies, referring to the Jewish people, meaning other nations are going to come to do war with us, and Klal Yisrael is going to join them. Says no. Venaisav Gam, who Al Seinenu? If Klal Yisrael is joyous, then even he, capital H, is going to join us. So he says, "Ritzayin leim who yizbrach hatamim and elam al seinenu elu Yisrael." That refers to al seinenu. They're going to join our enemies. Who are the enemies? Klal Yisrael. Vinil chamban of all the minarets. We're lost. There, God's going to join the Jewish people because they're b'semcha, and that's it. So what do we got to do? There's only one eitzah, says Pari. V'yasimu olav sarim misim. So we got to put upon them agents in order to afflict them, says the Yitav Lev. What kind of affliction? The way to get the Jew is to break him and to get him depressed. You get him depressed, as the Baal Tanya says here in Perek Chavav, then you own him. Then you can do what you want to him. The problem was, says the Torah, the more they tried to oppress us, they just exploded in greater joy. The Jews are a strange people. They became just disgusted. There's no way to beat them. You afflict them, they're besimcha. You make them happy, they're besimcha. They're lost. This week's parsha. Very comfortable.
He couldn't now be besimcha, obviously.
Who? Pari. Right. Now, tonight is the yahrzeit of the Velednikar. Who is this Velednikar? The Velednikar is... Oh, there we go. Here, pass these around. Who? Mochiach is also. I think it's also tonight. Now, the Velednikar was... His name was Rabbi Yisrael Doiv Ber. He is in the original Sharblat. It says Ha'echad Hamiyuchad. He was the one unique one, of the disciples of the great and Kodesh Rabbim Shokol Bnei Agayla, the leader of the entire people, Ramat Chim and Chernobyl. So the Velednikar was the prime disciple of Ramat Chernobyl. He also promised that anybody who would come to his grave and would even touch the doorknob of his oil, he would intervene on their behalf. And during World War II, numerous people ran to his oil, and everybody who went was saved. There were miracles upon miracles upon miracles. Now, his sefer is a shver sefer, and what's fascinating is that after the... he had a very strong kesher with the Talmidim of the Mittler Rebbe, of Lubavitch, even though he was nowhere in their neighborhood. And as you'll soon see, this mimer is going to be a mirror of what we're learning in Perek Chavav. And in the original print, the one that you guys are using, it says, this is what I found in Venedlik among the Rebbe's handwriting, okay? In my copy, it says, look in Sefer Migdalois, printed by Kfar Chabad, that this mimer is really not from the Velednikar at all. It actually is from the Baal Tanya himself. And it's printed in Mamari Ad Marzokin in Yonim Amid Shin Aleph. So I'm not 100% sure that this is even from the Velednikar, although it's printed in Velednikar Sefer. How something from the Baal Tanya would have gotten to the Velednikar, I have no idea. There should be five copies to share.
Why is it so hard to imagine?
What was the thing?
They were completely in different areas of. He was one was in Russia, and one was in. This is different.
Were they contemporaries?
The Baltani. How many copies are there?
No, this is different thing.
No, it's not.
Sherez
Yisrael. That's what we're learning.
That's
the end of the Sherez. This is also Sherez Yisrael. This is a different thing. Remember, how many do you have around? There's just two.
Two pages.
No, there should be five. You have five copies. Let's share. No. Share, guys. Be nice to each other.
Thanks. We'll share. Actually,
you guys don't have a copy, so run off another copy there, please. Okay. Says the Valednica, start the Yois Eitzetz, like three lines from the bottom over here. And this is Shar Aleph, Drush Gimel, and Drush Gimel on the first side, the Yois Eitzetz the Cholze, to find the solution for all this. Okay? Listen, open your hearts. Okay? We'll go through it quickly. These are familiar concepts that we've just had. Well, the Yois Eitzetz l'Cholze. Let's find advice in this whole matter. Na'akdim l'havin ma'am Chazal, and he really deals with some really fundamental issues here. Chazal say, "Mitchila hisho kadosh baruch hu shchinasa ba'olam elyon." Originally, the Almighty placed His Shechina in the celestial world. Adjabah Avram Avinu all the Basholim, until Avram came, v'harid Hashchina l'rekia beis, and he brought Hashem down one level. Then Yitzchak came, brought it down another level, then Moshe Rabbeinu, and so on. And then the Gemara, the Medrash there says that until the Beis Hamikdash was built, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu came all the way down. And then when Klal Yisrael began to sin, we banished the Shechina. So he asks some really fundamental, but he says, Ad Moshe Rabbeinu Barid HaShechina Lamata La'aretz. Well, look at your kasha, what's going on here? Halashon Haridu HaShechina, what kind of term is this that we lower, we bring down the Shechina? V'olim Ma'aretz Kalavayday. The entire world is full with Hashem's presence. V'kaydem Avram u'Moshe, and even before Avram and Moshe came, even before Avram and Moshe came, Gam ked haya Shechina ba'aretz. The Shechina was on the earth also. So what did they accomplish? What difference was there? Gam lavin ma'olosh and Shechina. What does the terminology of Shechina mean? Let's use man himself as a parable to understand this. Just like every human being has a soul, and it suffuses, it fills the entire body. But the main dwelling place of the neshama is in the mind. And from the mind it spreads to all the limbs. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills the entirety of the world. And He gives life and sustenance to the entirety of the world. However, when we're talking about Hashem's divine presence being sensed or felt in all creations, who sheyesh makom echad shemisham hu maschil makom hashras hashchina b'maaseh hatachtonim. We understand that just like in the human being, the original place of the dwelling place of the neshama is in the mind and it spreads, so too on earth. There is a main place and it spreads. Originally, when the Mishmigdash stood, so the main dwelling place of the Shechina was in Yerushalayim on the Temple Mount in the Holy of Holies. But now the Mishmigdash is destroyed. All Hashem has in His world now are the four cubits of Halacha. For this reason, when a person toils in Torah, or a person does mitzvahs, and he does them without ulterior motives and extraneous thoughts, Rak, listen carefully. How do we bring Hashoras Hashchina to our actions? Rak bikavona zois. Our intent needs to be Sha'isis ha'Torah yekelim that the letters of Torah that we're studying should become receptacles. Lahaschil mishama shoras hashchina, just like the base of Migdash was a kli, it was a vessel to hold the Shechina. So too, our words of Torah, our mitzvahs should become a vessel, a beginning place of Ashras Hashchina. Az bevadai Hashchina shoyer bovdahi. For certain, the Shechina will dwell in that activity. Kemai, for instance, betzitzis, when we put on our tzitzis, utvilin, and our tefillin imhem ksherim, if they are kosher. Ubitvilo, ubitayra, and in our davening, and in our studying, im layasas el garmei, bishvil shiya tzadik. You hear what garmei means? If we're not learning, we're not doing mitzvahs in order to become a tzadik. Rather, we're doing it. Rak shiya daiti lefanis mokam la shos hashchina. Here's the definition. Gorgeous, just a gorgeous definition of what the right reason to do it is. Ribbono Shelem, I want to create a place for your Shechina to dwell.
Wow.
That's the correct intent. And that's how we fulfill, these continue what he spoke about before, of the meaning of to do good. Even when we are preventing ourselves from doing something evil, we do it for this intent as well. Meaning, what we're doing is for the sake of bringing the Shechina into this world. We all know that if we do something wrong, we know for sure when we do a sin, when we violate, the Shechina cannot dwell there. Because you can't have me and the garbage in the same place. How does a person arrive to be able to really want the Shechina? We know that if there is no foundation, the building can't stand. You can put up the building 100 times. If there's no foundation, the building doesn't stay up. So what is the Yesod? What's the foundation? The foundation is humility. Okay? Pirish haroitze shiye b'masav hashros hashchina. Any person that wants the Shechina to dwell in his life, tzorech liyazdaka, he's got to be crushed. Okay? That is to suffer a little bit. At least once a week. And again, this is probably different than our times. One day, choose not to eat until midday. To have a day of humility. And then he says a very practical thing. Think about to what was the person a chariot? Meaning, each person has two souls. Nefesh ha-sichli, we have an intellectual soul, a godly soul. Shemisham ba-seichel la-sik b'tayr mitzvahs, from which comes the desire and the intellect to want to serve God. And then we have a nefesh abahamias. We have an animal soul. Shemishon boim kolat taivas umidas magunas. From there comes all appetites and all of our lower midas. V'gam yesh echolis kedushas v'echolis tameas. We also understand that there are chambers of holiness and there are chambers of the dark side. The Kedusha is those things, those makifim, that envelop the mind and above. From where Seichel, there's no good translation for Seichel, comes to the mind. V'odom hu kli. Every one of us is a vessel. Now listen carefully. We make a decision. What are we opening up our minds to? Are we opening up our minds to the godly channel? Or are we flipping the channel to the lower self? We make the decision what we want to be a kli to. Do we want to be a kli? Do we want to be a receptacle for holiness? Or do we want to be a receptacle to our lower selves? If the person is constantly thinking about his godly self, his Torah and mitzvahs, right to the Davik Bayis Baruch, and he wants to connect to Hashem, then the whole body becomes a chariot to his higher self, to the Seichel. Right? So now, when the person sits down to learn, is Imulaimid Mishnah. So let's say he's learning a Mishnah. Then, and he's opening himself up to that world of spirituality. Then, Mishnah is associated with the world of Yetzirah. Depending on which channel you flip to, that's where the Seichel is going to come in. But if the person is constantly thinking about other stuff, Hainu Tavis, whether it's desires, Parnasa, or he's busy with money, or all other things, then he becomes a chariot to that world and all the stuff that comes along with it. This is not so much fun. And even if they are permissible, Tivus, we're not talking about forbidden things. We're talking about things that are permissible to us. Straight out of Tanya that we've been learning until now. Even those chambers of Tuma Gamkin Mashu Beheta Nikol Hechan Noigak Yidua, even the world which is permissible still belongs to the camp called Noiga. Ashalachain Amalochim Shinikraim Eni Hashem Shemashgichim Amaisa Bin Yodam. This is incredible. Even the angels, the lofty, holy angels that are called God's eyes, those angels that are appointed to look after us, when they come back to their, when they come back to home base after a day's work, they need to immerse themselves 365 times in a fiery river because of the rotten stench of having interacted with beings of this world. Is nimtza. What's clear from this is afilu ataivus heter hem tumah lamalachim v'tzrichim tvila. Even when they're dealing with the permissible stuff upon which they were appointed, they need to immerse themselves. L'chein, for this reason, kashi yizbeinin leichen hayim machshavtei kol ha-shavua. When a person thinks about where was my head all week long, and we analyze, was it merkava l'kedusha? Were we a chariot for the holy stuff? Or was we totally entrenched in the opposite? And the majority, and we do an analysis, and we recognize that our heads were mostly in the other stuff, not in the holy stuff. It will arouse in the person a sense of regret and a bitterness and a yucky feeling, to put it in scientific terms. Because that we think about the fact that we took our neshamas and we made our neshama a chariot for that shmutz. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. The maidservant becomes subservient. The opposite. The mistress becomes subservient to the maidservant. So the result of that contemplation will be that a person will do tshuva, and he's going to get angry at his body. Like the language is, the Gemara in Brachas, you got to get the Yetzer Tov to get upset with his Yetzer Hara. Let's get to leave the person feeling with a sense of bitterness. Because without this, his heart is tzibrochen. This is what a person is supposed to do at Kriyas Shema Shalamita. We discussed this in Pegamti Beis Yud, Asher Aseichel Lamayla Marbach Shava. In that tefillah, the person says, if I violated the letter Yud of Hashem's name, Mikabel Olav Skila, V'chein Bayis Hei, Shei Kedeged Machshav, V'chein Hezvav, Kedeged Akev, V'chein Hezhei, Achrein, Kedeged Dibur, all four components of human action. Okay, now. Kashi Kabel Olav Kaladal Mises Be'emes, Azai Bevadet Yaliba Mujba Mud Kemuna. So if a person really goes through this, they are going to end up with a broken heart. And Baruch Hashem, today's day and age, we're not so worried. It's very easy for us to get Sebrachim. That comes to us easily. Rak Acher is a choice. After some time period, Yachshev, then we need to take and recognize, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachman, Hashem is compassionate. Umar Belislaich, and He wants to exceedingly forgive. B'ritzi Gomer. And Hashem is constantly making all kinds of plans so that no person is ever permanently pushed away. And after all, Hashem's true desire is to dwell in a lowly person like me. That's what He wants. He wants to have a dir b'tachtayinim. Hashem wants to dwell dafka in a place which is flawed like myself. So all week long he's going to rejoice ultimately because of the struggles, not despite the struggles. This is the pasuk we just learned in Tanya Perikavav. Because from the brokenness comes the joy. What's the advantage of being broken? The joy that follows. Meaning, the more a person recognizes how broken they could be, to that degree is there greater joy when they recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the daf to dwell in a place of brokenness. He will rejoice. And the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafke wants, He created us human, with our human desires, with our passions, with all of our flaws, because that's where He wants to dwell. V'yikabal olam, and He'll accept upon Himself, shalei lasis oidaveiros, not to do any more sins. Shalei yemekavale cholos hatum rachman alatzon, so that He will no longer be a chariot for those forces. V'yachakak kishakibal olam, the asur mira, once He says, I'm not going to do that stuff anymore, then he can enter the world of doing good. To study Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can dwell in his letters of Torah and Tefillah. Okay, now. So he goes on with this theme, again, this angle being that everything he does is for this purpose of bringing the Shekhinah into his actions. Now, take a look at this page. Here, pass these around. I think there's a few more of these. So this is at the end of the Shar Hiskashrus. Ubeinyan ha'atzvus. You have that there?
Yep.
Where is it?
Very top.
Right at the top of the page. And with regard to depression, sadness. B'sha shechayshiv lavadiz b'ayroi. And this goes to the second half of Perikavav. The second half of Perikavav said that if the person's going to claim that his depression is about spiritual matters, well then designate a time for it. It's not, if it comes to a person while he's trying to serve Hashem, it is not from holiness, because that doesn't come when a person is trying to serve. Okay, now look how he says it. Ubeinyanatzvos, with regard to sadness, b'shor shechayishiv lavidus b'iroi. When we get up to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we get up to daven, when we put on our talis, our tefillin, and we make kiddush, whatever it is, loy yeh loy atzvos klal, the person is not allowed to have any sadness at all. Because what we're trying to do now is to cleave to Hashem. So to serve with atzvos is an oxymoron. The purpose of service is to have dveikus with the Shechina, where the Shechina doesn't go, where there's sadness. So if a person's going to get up and do a mitzvah where the entire purpose of the mitzvah is to bring about Hashras HaShechina, doing it with sadness, with atzvos, is ridiculous. V'zeh etza amuka lipotem in atzvos. This is a deep solution to get rid of depression. V'ad rabi le'nachiz gadol. Quite the contrary, the more flawed a person is, he should have greater pleasure. Shemelech gadol kamayu, that a great king like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yirtze davka lo de betachtonim, davka wants to live in a low place, bidova shofa kamayu adam, specifically in such a low thing like the human being. Ubevadei, if a person recognizes that not despite his flaws should he be a makam hashras hashchina, but because of his lowliness, therefore he is the ideal place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to dwell, for sure he will be able to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ubevadai hi simcha she'en kamoya shenidbak b'yiz baruch. There is no greater joy, incomparable joy, than the thought, than the joy that a person recognizes that a lowly, finite, flesh and blood human being can be dovek to Hashem. That's an etza that the simcha should continue to endure. This is very dangerous. A person should also accustom himself when he gets together to rejoice with other people. Or he gets together with other Yidden to drink some beer or some mashke. Yichaven. What should a person think about that? It seems to be such an antithesis to serving Hashem. Yichaven, she is simcha legufay. What are we doing when we take a drink? We want the body to be able to become happy. So that the seichel, the mind, will be able to rejoice as well. Because if the body and the soul are working against each other, it's not going to be good. So you get the body happy with its mashke, and then the seichel is able to rejoice with its dveikus b'Hashem. For sure, the body is never going to rejoice with the joy of the seichel. If he makes the body happy with some alcohol, then the body will go along with the joy of the nefesh as well. After all, it says that joy requires wine. Says the Velednikar Miloshin Nivuv, it carves out a space. Cholol. Shenase cholol. The Yayin, Tiresh, is able to carve out a space. The Kabul Simchas HaNefesh, to be able to receive the joy of the soul as well. So if you want to get the body to be able to rejoice along with it, you make the body happy with its stuff. And that's how the Chassidim always explain the eating of Shabbos and Yontif. Was you make the body happy with its physical stuff. The Siddur Shal Shabbos talks about it. And then the neshama is able to rejoice with the ruchnias. So you got one big happy being. Just to conclude with some info here about this mysterious Velednikar. So they bring several very fascinating stories that he had with the various Tzadikim. So he says, the Yid went, there's a Seita Lukute Avram, who writes that he heard from the Ridbaz, he used to go to the Tzemach Tzedek, that there was a fellow who had a kretschmer, he had one of those inns. And another guy came and offered the graf, the puritz, more money. So he gave him the rights to the inn. So this poor Jew was down and out. Anyway, so people gave him a etzah. This Valednica was a tremendous Baal Nefes in his time. He had all kinds of miracles that he performed. So they said to him, go to the Valednica, and they gave him a letter. The townspeople gave him a letter where they all signed his name, their names, that they know that this guy is an Erlich Yid, and that he always treated everybody well, and so on, and that the Valednica should intercede on his behalf. This guy didn't have two nickels to his name, so he wandered from town to town. He came to like one town before Valednik, and he fell asleep. When he fell asleep, a Ganav came and stole his zekel. So the letter that he had was in the zekel. So what is he going to do? I was going to come to Valednik with empty hands. Valednik is not going to believe him. So he said he remembered the letter by heart and the people's names. He took out a pen and he wrote up the whole letter, and he knew how to do it. And he signed everybody's names. Anyway, he gets into Valednik right before Shabbos. And the Valednik by the Tish is saying Divrei Torah. And he begins to scream, Hishoma lecha pen. The Pasuk says, guard yourself lest you do anything. And the Valednik began saying, a Jew needs to guard his pen. So this fellow began to tremble. That the Valednik knew what was going on. So he said, well, please, that's ridiculous. I didn't do anything wrong. I wrote a letter. The letter was a kosher letter, and I just imitated the letter that was written. What did I do wrong? So the Valednik starts saying, and anybody thinks that the Rebbe doesn't know what he's doing is a Maharach Rabbi. And that's like being Maharach HaShechinah, somebody who second guesses his Rebbe. He's like somebody who's second guessing the Shechinah himself. So this fellow said, that's ridiculous. I didn't do anything wrong. And plus, he's not my Rebbe. I'm a disciple of the Tzemach Tzedek. And I just came here because of convenience. See, he said, so then in the Divrei Torah begins again, somebody who thinks that they're a Maharach, that they're not a Maharach Rabbi because they have a Rebbe somewhere else, is even a worse Maharach Rabbi. So the fellow had terrible charata about it, and he says he doesn't know the end of the story. But he just remembered this part, that the Valednik was able to be Teufis, this guy's Machshavis, step after step after step. All right, next week we will continue with Perek Chav.